This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, March 7th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. This week, AgriPulse is offering a special edition of Newsmakers featuring some of the farmer leaders involved at the Commodity Classic in Denver. Caleb Ragland, president of the American Soybean Association, says the industry is mired in uncertainty.
We're advocating now in our third year for a five-year comprehensive farm bill. There's many regulatory uncertainties right now. The new administration looking like may not have a registration for over-the-top applications in 25. There's lots of uncertainty with trade, obviously, right now. I think that's probably top of mind for everybody. All of this stuff ties back to uncertainty for farm profitability and the overall farm economy.
Amy France, chair of the National Sorghum Producers, says trade is important, but their producers need a new farm bill and need it now.
We appreciate the ad hoc assistance, but we've got to have that stability and a five-year farm bill. And, you know, hearing that it continues to get kicked down the road, when does that mean that those payments will actually get to our farmers? Not soon enough. So I hope that we can continue to forward that message in amongst all the other things going on.
Keith Felty and members of the National Association of Wheat Growers celebrated their 75th anniversary this week. Felty says wheat growers want a new farm bill and they want funds to help grow markets for their crops.
50% of our wheat crop that's produced domestically is for export. It's a vital component to the production system for wheat, and we know that that President Trump has always been a champion and that he is promoting and seeking fair trade, and we're confident that will be the outcome going forward. And it's key that we have the tools for trade. One of the things that we've been advocating for is our MAP and FMD programs and doubling those amounts that are invested in trade.
Kenneth Hartman, president of the National Corn Growers Association, says they've seen good support for legislation that would allow year-round sales of E15 blended gasoline nationwide.
The bill was introduced 2 weeks ago. We have a campaign right now, a call to action, so anybody that would like to needs to sign on to E15. You can go on ncga.com or any of the Facebook X pages and sign on to that. So we got a big campaign. We're hoping we can get this done here as soon as possible.
The Association of Equipment Manufacturers also partners to present Commodity Classic. AEM Chair Greg Petras doesn't expect to see much improvement in equipment sales this year.
It's no secret. We're in between demand cycles right now. It's nothing new to the farm equipment industry. I think manufacturers in this sector continue to focus long-term on their strategic initiatives on how to raise the bar for the future. But at the same time, we have to mitigate and navigate through the short-term challenges.
Petras is president of Kuhn North America and says a tariff war with Canada will definitely impact their operations.
My company, Kuhn, sells in Canada. We have a subsidiary in Canada. A lot of times, if there's weather in one area and demand in another, where they're doing very, very well, we'll move equipment across the border. Every time I move equipment across the border with the tariff from Canada or the U.S., it means I'm going to have to pay another tariff. And that's just not a sustainable situation for us, and it has a very serious impact.
Petras also says increased tariffs on imported metals can raise machinery costs.
Stainless steel, some aluminum, and a lot of the components are made of steel too. This is no secret. It's a big, big chunk of our input cost. We're already seeing with the tariffs that are in place now, we're already in the prospect for potentially more on the steel side. We're already seeing spot market prices increased 20-25% just in the last few weeks.
Newsmakers host Lydia Johnson has much more to hear in this special edition of Newsmakers, available now at agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. As we celebrate National Agriculture Day this month, America's farmers and ranchers want you to know they're proud to grow the safe and sustainable food, fiber, and renewable fuel that we all rely on. Learn more at fb.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.